What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time, creating memories with your children. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit MediaAngels.com for more information.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Skirwitz with an episode of A Few Minutes with God. This is episode 24 and today I'm going to talk to you about something that is life-changing. In fact, it's going to be a challenge and the challenge is about journaling. I know you may think, well, that's not much of a challenge. I journal all the time, or why would journaling be a challenge? Well, that's something I am going to delve into in this episode. I want to thank Media Angels, our sponsor, and you can find more books and products like A Few Minutes with God, a book that I wrote some time ago for my kids, but the Lord really urged me to put that out and to publish it, and it has been such a blessing for many. Well, today I want to talk to you about the importance of journaling and why that is so important. I was writing in my journal today, and I am going to share with you in another episode more of the how-tos, a great way that I found to set up my journal. But today I just want to talk to you about the idea of journaling. And today when I was writing in my journal, I noticed an entry I made, and the entry was made on May 2nd, 2015, and the scripture verse was Judith 9:11. And I want to read that. So here's Judith 9:11. Your strength is not in numbers, nor does your power depend upon stalwart men, but you are the God of the lowly, the helper of the oppressed, the supporter of the weak, and the protector of the forsaken, the savior of those without hope. In this scripture verse that I wrote in my journal, I had another entry after that, and I was thanking the Lord for giving me that word in prayer and that verse, and also claiming that verse for my son. Now, it's really funny because I presented that information to my son today, and I said to him, what was going on May 2nd, 2015? And neither one of us can remember what happened or why I was praising God for a situation that must have been hopeless, or it seemed like it was hopeless for him. And yet, whatever that situation was, and however dire it was, enough that I would make a journal entry and quote that scripture and pray that scripture for my son. The fact is that when we journal and when we go back, we can see all of those answered prayers. Many times we pray and we say, oh my gosh, is God even listening? Does he hear my prayers? Oh Lord, you know, how do I know that you're hearing my prayers and I don't feel any different, or I don't know if any of my prayers have been answered? When you journal, you can go back, you can look at past entries, and then you will be so amazed at all of the times that the Lord answered prayer. You know, when my kids were younger, I would share with them, you know, I would teach them in this way, and I would say, to answer their question, does God hear our prayers? And I said, of course he hears your prayers. He always hears your prayers. And he either says yes, he says no, or he says not right now. And they said to me, Mom, that sounds like something you would say. And it's true. We can only talk about God in our own words, right? We don't know the mind of God, you know, and anything that we can imagine about God is so inferior because he is so amazing. He is so grand. He is so awesome. And we only can describe God in our little feeble and, human ways, right? We can only talk about God and discuss him in the words that we have. We can't talk about him as he is. And one of my very wise pastors tells us to pray. And when we pray, to say, Lord, I praise you and I thank you and I love you as you know yourself to be. And that's one of those mind-blowing things that, you know, I have to meditate on to really understand or try to understand what that means. And basically what that is saying is that we don't have the words to describe God other than what we know or are able to know, right? We cannot know God beyond our limited amount of knowledge. So how amazing our God is and how awesome can only, be understood with our human terminology and our human understanding. And so by journaling, it helps us to see that, yes, our prayers were answered. Yes, you know, as I was praying, Judith 11, you know, that your strength is not in numbers. Your power doesn't depend on men. You are the God of the lowly, the helper of the oppressed, the supporter of the weak, the protector of the forsaken, the savior of those without hope. And we should never be without hope. As Christians, we have the hope that is God. I just learned today about the passing of one of my really good friends in high school. And, as social media is, we don't always see information from our friends. And, you know, we see all this other junk on social media, but not necessarily, you know, what we want to see. And I was just shocked to find out that not only had this friend passed, but she had been ill for 20 years. And, you know, it's not something you normally put on Facebook, right? You know, oh, by the way, you know, I'm not doing well. But those close to her knew, and I ended up getting in contact with one of my best friends in high school who was also another close friend of hers in high school. And so, I found this out. But what amazed me was my friend shared with me that our mutual friend who passed was part of a faith that did not believe in medical intervention. And while I may not agree, you know, with the following of that faith, one of the things my friend said really touched me. And that was, you know, while I don't agree with, you know, the faith she followed, she was an amazing testament to a person of faith believing that God could cure her. And God can cure us in many ways, whether it's a miracle or whether it's through the hands of doctors that he's given us or whether it's through the hands of medicine that he created, because anything we do in this world is by the grace of Almighty God, if it's something that is good, right, and that can help us. And so for this friend, she felt that she was a witness to God. And even though she suffered for many years and ultimately died because of this, she was, you know, living out her life as she felt that God wanted her to live her life. And so we have to, you know, remember that as we pray, that the Lord can answer our prayers. The Lord can allow things to happen in our life, but it's how we trust in Him and how we believe that ultimately the decisions we make are our own decisions, because God has given us that free will. So my friends, you know, as you share your faith with others, as you live out your faith, I pray that you will begin to journal and that it will be a blessing in your life. And you can see as you go back, like I did on May 2nd, 2015, and this is 2017 as I'm recording this, and I'm going back years and seeing that I prayed this specific prayer for my son, and obviously this prayer was answered, because whatever that, you know, horrendous thing was that he was feeling hopelessness over, neither one of us can remember, and he's a lot younger than I am, and, you know, and obviously it was answered prayer. So I want to praise God for that, and I also want to pray for each one of you. Dear Lord, I praise you and I thank you, and I thank you that your strength is not in numbers, and I thank you that your power does not depend upon stalwart men, and that you are the God of the lowly, the helper of the oppressed, the supporter of the weak, the protector of the forsaken, and the savior of those without hope. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our God, our Savior, and that you are there for us. And I pray for all of those who are listening. I pray for their families. I pray that you bless them, Lord, beyond all comprehension and understanding, and that you continue to reveal yourself to us, to allow us in our humanness to understand you, to understand your word in the Bible, to understand your will for our life, Lord. I just continue to praise you, and I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in my life, for the ability that you've given me to proclaim your name from the airways. And I praise you and thank you, God, for that opportunity. And I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.